We've just heard in our gospel today a scholar of the law who answers Jesus' question, what must he do to inherit eternal life per the law? The scholar then quotes Deuteronomy and Leviticus. You shall love God with all your heart, being, strength, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. This answer reflects the Ten Commandments, in which the first three commands address loving God, and the last seven address loving your neighbor. The scholar then asked Jesus who his neighbor is. He asked this to justify himself and because he really didn't know the right answer. Jesus responds with the parable of the Good Samaritan. We all know this parable, but let's look again at who the people are and what they did. The priest. In the time of Jesus, the Jewish priests were very much men of the law, following the influence of the Pharisees. They followed the laws written by men rather than the natural laws written on their hearts. The priest avoided the Jewish man because he was half dead, bloody, and laying in the dirt. He took the law to the nth degree. The law is said to avoid dead bodies. He would even avoid the near dead, to avoid blood of a certain type, and he would avoid all blood. He put the law because he did not want to make himself unclean or even take a risk of that. He put the law of man before the law of God. The Levite. The Levites were also men of the law, and the Levite avoided the man for the same reason as the priest. Did he recognize the man as a human being, or was he a thing, something to be avoided? And who are the Levites today? The deacons. I am the Levite. The Samaritan. They were a racial and spiritual mix of the scattered 10 tribes of Israel and the pagan Assyrians. They developed a different form of Judaism, which was mixed with paganism, and they were hated by the Jews. The Samaritan was not bound by the law pushed by the Pharisees. He acted in the law written on his heart, and he aided the man who was stripped, beaten, and robbed. And then even the scholar of the law recognized the Samaritan as acting in love of neighbor. Finally, we have the victim lying by the side of the road. That victim can represent different people in different circumstances. There was an event here in Centennial this past week that addressed people in different circumstances. It was a meeting held to discuss the urban camping law and whether to ban that law or to keep it. This law primarily impacted those people who were homeless, sleeping on public property. And the vast majority of the people attending that meeting were in favor of keeping the ban. How does that truly affect the homeless in our society? Many of whom are laying by the side of the road, who are beaten and robbed every day in the Denver metropolitan area, and who are stripped of their dignity. The dignity of the human person is rooted in his or her creation in the image and likeness of God. Are the homeless who persistently live outside on sidewalks, in tents, boxes, fabricated shelters, are they living in dignity? For those who seek to get off the street, there are programs that are offered at the Samaritan House and at the Rescue Mission that can assist the homeless people in getting shelter, medical care, jobs, and helping them to get off and stay off the streets. How many of the homeless do we see How many of them are actually seeking to get off the streets? What would make a person refuse help, refuse a hand up? How many are kept homeless due to addictions or mental illness? Alcohol and drug abuse and addiction is rampant in our homeless population. Many have been arrested and then sent to detox programs. Most return to their addictions after completing detox. And quite a few have been to detox multiple times. It's not stopping their abuse, not stopping their addiction. Real recovery programs are needed. How are those not seeking to get off the streets getting those programs? According to Mental Health America, the leading nonprofit organization assessing and promoting mental health, Colorado ranks 47th in the nation for the prevalence of mental health issues. And although ranking 10th in the availability of mental health care, we are only 33rd in the nation for the availability of mental health treatment to serve those with mental health issues. Now, those numbers only assess those who are countable. Those like the homeless who live outside society are not really counted. How are those not seeking to get off the streets going to get mental health care? Much of what is being done for the homeless today is applying Band-Aids and not cures. The longer they stay on the streets, the harder it is for them to recognize their dignity. The dignity of the human person implies and requires the uprightness of moral conscience. Most of the homeless living in the greater Denver metropolitan area are living outside the law as part of their everyday life. Trespassing, littering, using the world as a bathroom, blocking public throughways, and destroying public and private property. When we allow or enable people to live outside the law, outside society, it's numbing for their conscience, and it separates them from their God-given dignity. Every person's dignity requires of us, as Christians, to always offer a hand up, and not just a hand out. Do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Love our neighbors as ourselves. We have the solution before us every day. Every time we look at a crucifix, we should see sacrificial love. Sacrificial love does not allow someone to harm themselves in the name of being free or in the name of freedom. What would make a person not want a hand up? That's where it takes sacrificial love to find a solution. We need to address the causes for issues in our society today per God's plan, allowing all people a path towards living with dignity. The Samaritan did not leave the man in the state he was in. He helped him. He gave him what he actually needed.